I have had my share of negative interactions with Bloomington police, from having guns drawn on me for wearing what the police officer stated were gang colors, to getting searched down to my socks in the rain for non-existent drugs. I know one thing for sure, is that these interactions would have never escalated to the state that they reached if I was a white person.
I saw Joseph gesture with his finger to his hand, point to his ears, and shrug. Officers had hands on him before we got to the other side of the street. He was being arrested. I called to the officers as they were moving him around the van. He was helping the situation. He wasn't hurting it. The officers immediately started walking away from us. Another person asked, "Why is he being detained?" I heard from the officer, "He was dancing in the street." "No, he wasn't dancing. Why are you detaining him?" someone said. I heard, "He wouldn't show us ID." Joseph is hearing impaired. He was asking for a notepad to write something down. He was being charged with one count of walking in the highway and two counts of resisting arrest.
If military personnel can risk their lives and de-escalate a situation, then police officers should take lessons from the military instead of garnishing the gear and acquiring the equipment and playing military dress-up while intimidating citizens. If a police officer's first initial thought process is to shoot and kill an innocent, unarmed civilian because they fear for their lives, then I suggest that you reconsider a different and safe occupation.